بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي Return to Surah Yasin, verse 69. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وما علمناه الشعر وما ينبغي له إن هو إلا ذكر وقرآن مبين.
Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying in this verse, and we did not, وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ, and we did not teach him, meaning Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, الشعر. الشعر is poetry. And وَمَا يَنْبَغِي, wa and مَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ, and it is not proper for him, meaning Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So if you look at poetry, what is poetry? Imam Shafi'i rahimullah has mentioned, الشعر كلام, it is speech, والكلام منه حسن ومنه قبيح, and from speech, from it you get that which is beautiful speech, and from speech you get that which is قبيح. But is this here, what is poetry? Poetry is based on خيال. I'm feeling in a certain manner, I'm feeling in a certain way, so therefore I'll produce these couplets to express my emotions, and it will be so deep sometimes. But yet, if you see, look at Majnoon, what kind of couplets, beautiful in terms of the way he's produced it, formulated those words, but in terms of it, his objective, all of that was futile. So it's based on baseless thoughts sometimes, and if it is in the right direction, conscientizing insan of the year after, then it can be beneficial. But for this, as for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ, it is not proper for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So remember the kuffar and the mushrikeen, they would want to use these words to taunt Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the objective of not taking benefit from wahi. This is no poetry. This is wahi. What Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. Surah An-Najm, verse 3 and 4. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not speak out of his desires. What he says is revelation revealed to him. This is revelation. This is serious. These are matters of success and being failures, losers. If you head towards the pathway, the straight path, which Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned to us in other verses where we have just passed through, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us on so many occasions, and you know in Surah Al-Fatiha, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, that straight path which we are searching for. Now, in this year, in poetry, what does it mean? The poet is producing these stanzas. Sometimes it can be good, sometimes it can be evil, sometimes it can be bad, sometimes it's futile, sometimes it has absolutely no meaning, it's a wastage of time. So, it has both in it. The reason for this, let's just label it that, let's put it in this category, because it's nothing that just, because remember, the Quran Majid had a major impact on them. And sometimes their denial was much stronger than accepting the message. So yes, they knew this is not normal. The speech, there's something beautiful to it. But because rejection was much higher than the acceptance, so they needed to fit it, place it into the category of poetry. And as this, they said Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sometimes they call Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam Majnoon, sometimes they call Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam all sorts of names. But we're coming to that verse that is later on, where Allah Azza wa Jal gives Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam solace. So this is not poetry. In huwa illa dhikr, it is nothing but dhikr, a reminder. And pieces, golden pieces of advice to make your life successful comes from the Quran Majeed. وَقُرْآنٌ مُبِينٌ. And the open, the clear cut kitab which has been read. The clear cut kitab which is being recited over and over, and you just do not get tired of it. لَهَا مَعَانٍ كَمَوْجِ الْبَحْرِ فِي مَدَدٍ. Allama Abu Sayri rahimullah says, the Quranic verses, in terms of its flow, it's just like the gush of the ocean coming and going. The way one verse to the next, this is the Quran Sharif. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرُ وَقُرْآنٌ مُبِينٌ لِيُنْذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيَّا. So if you go to the next verse, so this verse, verse 69 that we just did now, لِيُنْذِرَ, from there, that is verse number 70. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, what does the Quran Majeed do? For those whose hearts are captivated, those whose hearts are alive, what does the Quran Majeed do? لِيُنْذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيَّا. The Quran Sharif.
لِيُنْذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا وَيَحِقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ.
So that it warns him who is alive, his heart is alive to the truth, and so that the word may prove true against the disbelievers. لِيُنْذِرَ, so that it warns مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا, him who is alive, meaning his heart is alive, he is taking lesson, listens to the truth. وَيَحِقَّ الْقَوْلُ, and so that the word may prove true against who? عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, upon the kuffar. So this is verse 69, verse 70. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.